I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Home BancShares Chairman Johnny Allison told a Conway crowd on Tuesday that the community bank it helped start in 1999 has exploded with growth and is about to get much larger. In the last 2 years, Home BancShares has been on an acquisition spree, primarily in Florida, adding 7 banks to its footprint in the Sunshine State's panhandle. Allison said he's eyeing 6 target banks for acquisition, all out of state. Home BancShares could make a play for one or more of those banks by the end of this month. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe said opponents of a tax credit for the wind energy industry are un-American. Beebe was speaking to a group of industry leaders at the American Wind Energy Association conference in Atlanta, Georgia. Beebe has advocated on numerous occasions for continuing a tax credit for wind energy projects, which have been a growing part of Arkansas's economy. The wind industry's tax credit was first enacted in 1992. It's expired 3 different occasions in the past. It offers a tax rebate of 2.2 cents for each kilowatt hour of energy produced for the first 10 years of electricity production from utility-scale turbines powered by renewable sources. The Center for Business and Economic Research in the Sam Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas has put a new price tag on the financial impact of the Fayetteville shale play, $4 billion in 2012. The study shows that the $4 billion in economic activity in a 9-county area of central Arkansas accounts for 16,000 jobs. It also indicated that since 2008, exploration and production companies have invested about 29% more than originally planned, or roughly $12.7 billion. Arkansas's gross domestic product totaled $91.5 billion in 2011, up just 0.3% compared to 2010, with a decline in agricultural income the culprit for low growth, according to economist Michael Paco. The numbers were released Tuesday by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, also revised GDP growth in Arkansas to 2.5% in 2010. That is up from the previous estimate of 2.3%. However, the estimated 1.5% decline in 2009 was revised to a deeper decline of 2.9%. All of that indicates that Arkansas has yet to fully recover from economic activity prior to the U.S. recession. The Walton Family Foundation announced it invested nearly $21.5 million in initiatives within the foundation's home region of Arkansas in 2011. Grants went to education, economic, and cultural programs in Northwest Arkansas, throughout the state of Arkansas, and in the Arkansas and Mississippi Delta region. The investments were part of more than $500 million in grant making by the foundation in all of 2011. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.